And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, August the 16th, 2010. Charles Bukowski, born on this day, Andernach, Germany, 1920. His mother was German, his dad was an American soldier. They moved to this country. He grew up in Los Angeles. He was a little kid. He had severe acne in adolescence. He said, "That's when I started acting tough and writing. I'd take on anyone. I'd lose, mostly, but boy, could I take a hell of a punch." He started to write poetry in his mid-30s, after 10 years of very heavy drinking. Eventually, he wrote more than 45 books of poetry and fiction. Charles Bukowski said, "It's very important to take leisure time. Pace is the essence. Without stopping entirely and doing nothing at all for great periods, you're going to lose everything. Whether you're an actor, anything, a housewife, there has to be great pauses between highs, where you do nothing at all. You just lay on a bed and stare at the ceiling." He said, "The 9-to-5 is one of the greatest atrocities sprung upon mankind. You give your life away to a function that doesn't interest you. This situation so repelled me that I was driven to drink, starvation, and mad females, simply as an alternative." It's the birthday of William Maxwell, Lincoln, Illinois, 1908. Spent summers on a farm near Portage, Wisconsin, where he met the writer Zona Gale, who won the Pulitzer Prize for drama. She told young William Maxwell that writing should find the mysterious beauty of the commonplace. And she also taught him that writing could be successful. You could support yourself. He went to New York City, hired by the New Yorker as a fiction editor, stayed there for 40 years, wrote stories, novels, based on his boyhood growing up in small-town Illinois. He was J.D. Salinger's editor, and when Salinger finished Catcher in the Rye, he drove to William Maxwell's house out in the country, sat on the porch, read the novel aloud to Maxwell and his wife. He was a student at the University of Illinois when he was involved in a complex love triangle with his good friend Jack Scully, who became the lover of the girl that William Maxwell was in love with. And Maxwell was so depressed, he tried to commit suicide. He wrote about it in his novel The Folded Leaf, in which the relationship with the two men is the intense one. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Charles Bukowski on his birthday, a poem entitled Two Nights Before My 72nd Birthday. "Sitting here on a boiling hot night while drinking a bottle of Cabernet Sauvignon after winning $232 at the track. There's not much I can tell you, except if it weren't for my bad right leg, I don't feel much different than I did 30 or 40 years ago, except that now I have more money and should be able to afford a decent burial. Also, I drive better automobiles and have stopped carrying a switchblade. I'm still looking for a hero, a role model, but can't find one. I am no more tolerant of humanity than I ever was. I'm not bored with myself and find that I am the only one I can turn to in time of crisis. I've been ready to die for decades, and I've been practicing, polishing up for that end. But it's very hot tonight, and I can think of little but this fine Cabernet that's gift enough for me. Sometimes I can't believe I've come this far. This has to be some kind of goddamn miracle. Just another old guy blinking at the forces, smiling a little as the cities tremble and the left hand rises, clutching something real." A poem by Charles Bukowski, Two Nights Before My 72nd Birthday, from his collection Come On In, published by HarperCollins and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.